It's Friday. Is this show even on? Hello? Someone tick the box in the EULA? Hello?
Hello?
It's Patch and Switch.
Hello?
And now two guys who know how to read a EULA better than anybody else. It's Patch and Switch.
I'm telling you.
He tweeted.
He said he was ready.
He said it was ready, he had it done, tested it.
He read it forwards and backwards.
He tweeted that we were good and ready to start the show.
I even took my coffee break early today.
I said, as soon as he tweeted it, that's it, we're coming on late.
Yeah, I know.
That hey, good morning, everybody.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. That's been a long time.
It has been.
I've not seen you in a while.
We have to apologize just because we did not have access to quality audio engineers. We had to postpone the show last week. Last episode.
It was that, and you forgot to renew the access to the bunker.
The access codes have successfully passed. We're allowed to still be on there. Is this what's on the live stream? Can anyone see us?
I don't know.
You want to flick that camera there? There we go.
There we are.
Is that where you want to be?
There we go.
Oh, he's pouting.
I know. So it's
no, I'm trying. We're
he's in protest.
Like crazy.
He's in protest now.
The audio is clipping?
Audio is clipping like crazy.
Well, and we did audio tests before this, too.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't get this. And we even have like a disaster recovery backup audio engineer with us today.
How's that?
Looking at what's going on. Are you watching this, J-Flo? Okay. So we have backup audio. We have primary audio. We have primary camera switching devices. And I think we're set.
Can somebody verify? Because somebody's saying there's streaming issues.
No, but he says my internet's so bad I can't actually tell.
Oh.
I see video. I see dead people sometimes. I see the lost souls that are left in the IT wastelands.
It's just Sean Kearney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's just, he's just Sean.
He's on CorpNet now.
Yeah.
Easy. Everybody says it's good. They're all good.
We are assuming everything is functional and we're all good.
Danny was having problems.
Oh, well, if it's Danny, it's his router problem at home.
his Apple Airport Express
is killing him, or Airport Extreme, whatever it is. The built-in internet filter.
So we should start the program, huh?
Should we
say hello to everybody?
We should. Who's in the room? I actually have to refresh on this.
Okay, so we've got Danny P., Sean Kearney, Mr. Blacksway. Bjarne's here. Good to see Bjarne. AZ Growler Guy, Kevin Hoyle. Kowski's here. Ledwig's here, at least until we talk about beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we still haven't.
I had one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you didn't share.
That's good.
Let's see who else is here. Pierre Roman is here. And our main man, Baka Guy, Jay Flo, is in the house. And Colleen is here, though she should be doing something.
I know. I don't understand, but she always is watching the show.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Isn't there something to do?
We do.
Yes, Foul Temper's here as well, saying my audio was clipping. Sounds better now. Yeah.
And we should at least introduce the fact that we do have a guest today. Because we did tease about it. We did talk about it. And he's actually been working the socials more than our newly hired social person has been. He's tweeted twice. So
My understanding is that we have hired a social person, and they've not done anything.
We have Antonio Ravioli in the house. He's here.
Antonio Ravioli.
No. Awesome.
Anthony Bartolo. Look at that. And he brought some wall decorations.
We got
flag going as well.
We can't hear him because he won't talk into the microphone.
I have to talk into the microphone.
Literally, yes. It is just like a radio show. You have to be just right here. Just right here.
Yes, it's a podcast so that you don't hear all the other noise. You're not taking over.
What? What are you talking about?
I understand. I see this mini revolution that's happening.
Oh,
no.
Canada.
No. There's no takeovers going on. Uh-huh. We're just sharing the north of the 49th parallel love today. That's all.
Or you're mourning the fact that none of your hockey teams are left in the playoffs.
Well,
sorry. Edmonton.
Edmonton.
Ottawa.
Still there. They're gone.
Ottawa's not gone.
Edmonton is gone.
Are they?
Are they?
Don't make me check now. Well, either way, even if they are gone, 60% of all other hockey teams are Canadians anyway, even the American ones, so it doesn't matter.
Just saying.
Doesn't matter.
The Leafs will win the Cup next year.
Okay, now that I have to disagree with.
No, that's what I always say.
This is what I have to disagree with.
It's what you always say is next year.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I gotta say, the shirt's awesome.
Oh, I know. Can you get a shot of that shirt? Can you see that? Stand up a little bit.
It's the Hockey Night in Canada shirt.
There you go.
I was mentioning before the show began that the only thing that shirt needs is actually just to have everything else grayed out except for Don Cherry's suit.
And that should be bright pink and blue or something.
No, I'm thinking blood splatter.
Blood splatter, the one for the Montreal.
I'm not wearing a Montreal logo, no, sorry.
That could work.
No ads logo.
Pierre Roman says that are you not supposed to be hacking?
We'll get to that.
Yeah,
he is. He's actually got some code open on his laptop. I can see Visual Studio Code running right now. So he is.
So I'll officially make an adjustment. Apparently Ottawa is still in
the
playoffs.
Thank you.
It's East. I don't pay attention to the East.
I know.
I'm a West Coast hockey guy.
You got us.
Edmonton is out. So
though for some reason that there's some teams that are in the Western Division that are nowhere near the West Coast, but that's okay.
And as people probably know, we are...
I know Edmonton is out. I watched that game.
We are taking place during Microsoft Build.
Yes, Build is happening now.
That's one of the reasons why you're down here is because Mr. Bartolo is helping to lead the charge with this one hack that we're going to be talking about in just a little bit, which is cloud for good.
Not code for good.
No. We really need you to talk into your microphone, otherwise nobody's going to hear you.
Yeah.
Cloud for good.
There you go. Use the dulcet tones of your voice. There you go.
Perfect. Just ignore the fact that we're here. Just talk into the microphone.
Basically, yeah. So Build is going on. And no, we did not get budget approval to be able to be on the main stage at Build. They, for some reason, blocked the request to be on the keynote for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, so here's the issue. Yesterday, we were at the event, did a quick little drive-by to say hello.
Walkabout.
Nobody knows who we are there.
That's true.
The only people who knew who we are the people who run Channel 9.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're like, hey, you guys aren't on camera this week. We're like, yeah, there's a reason for that. We don't write code.
Although, apparently, there is a rumor that Mark Rusinovich asked Seth where I was. He was expecting I was going
to
interview
him. He was expecting you to do the interview?
Because it was Channel 9. And Seth's like, I don't know who you're talking about.
Did Seth ask him what Azure was?
I think he did, actually. What is this FPGA thing?
What does it mean?
Is that like a golf association or something? It's like, nice. No. It's like, Mark, are you taking up golf? It's like, what?
FPGA. What are the big announcements in your world around Build?
Big announcements in my world. We talked about a whole bunch of new stuff with new sizes of machines, which are really cool in Corey's session. We're doing a big push on Service Fabric right now with the stuff we can do inside of Service Fabric, some new stuff that's in there. A lot of big hype and hoopla and coolness of something that's not a feature. It's simply some extra technology you can use. So I guess it's kind of a feature. Is the Cloud Shell. You guys seen the Cloud Shell console?
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
Inside
the portal.
Yeah?
You just log into the portal, top right-hand corner. There's a it currently is the icon that looks like a command line prompt.
Yep.
If you click on that, then potentially you're going to be able to go in and, if your account has been enabled for it, get access to Cloud Shell. Mr. MSIT over there is shaking his head because apparently there's a custom portal you guys have to use that doesn't have it.
No, it has it. We've had it for a while, and I've loved it.
Oh, okay.
In fact, that's what's driving me to use CLI more than PowerShell.
Yeah. And if you attended, and I'll give you the link out later, but if you saw the session from Corey, he actually did the preview of the PowerShell version of the same thing. So we actually have PowerShell stuff too. No, it's really cool.
I'm enjoying CLI. I'm really enjoying it.
I've been working with CLI for the past year.
You're the one that told me to get into CLI, and I'm starting to like it.
Yeah, so that was some cool stuff that went on. And then we had the guys from Deus. You know Deus, the acquisition that we
Is
brought
that like
on board?
Amadeus?
I was thinking Amadeus.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
They are a phenomenal startup that is out of San Fran in Colorado that do Kubernetes tooling for containers. Services. And so we literally just brought the entire organization into ours, and they're now working with the Azure Container Services team. I had to think about that for a second. And they're bringing their knowledge and goodness of all the stuff they've been dealing with tooling for Kubernetes to the rest of the world.
Nice.
Lots of it just keeps on going. It's like, it's 72 services or something like that instead of Azure. I can't keep track. You know how I stay up to date? I watch Tuesdays with Corey.
You watch Tuesdays?
Oh. Oh. There's the plug.
You got it.
Okay.
Do you have any announcements to Build at all?
It's just kind of more into the enhancements that we made into the Graph API. That was the big story. Obviously, identity being kind of that centerpiece being that control plane. It's part of a lot of the story. So you heard our identity in both the keynotes, both the Azure keynote as well as the Windows keynote, and just the various things that we've been doing. There's not a lot of net new stuff that we were doing at Build in terms of announcements, but, you know, stay tuned.
Very nice. Very nice.
Pierre Roman saying that he's got buffering because of hotel Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
He's lucky he's even online.
Yeah, no kidding.
I hear if you stick your finger in the USB slot and then put your other hand up in the air and kind of wave it behind you, you get better signal for Wi-Fi.
Or electrocution.
Or electrocution.
That worked too. Hey, what have you been doing this week? Should we talk about From the Trenches, things you've been doing in your work?
From
life,
the Trenches.
Your day,
you know,
life,
what? Let's honor our guest here. Let him go first, I think.
I think he's got a pretty cool story.
Okay. So, Mr. Bartolo, the first segment of the show is all about what have you been doing this week, otherwise known as From the Trenches. So what kind of stuff have you been working on, man?
So the team and I are actually at the Grand Hyatt, and we're working
Don't look at me.
Don't look at you.
Look at the microphone. Right,
you can, and you can move your chair.
You can, yeah, you can turn it.
There you go. No, he can't do that. Now I got to reframe the shot.
All right. So the team and I are at the Grand Hyatt, and we are working on a solution that's going to help find kids. What we've been doing is on behalf of the Missing Children's Society of Canada.
He's just going right in front of your camera shot. Joey.
No, he's not. Look, it's clear. His hair is nowhere in it. As big as it is, it's not there.
There he is. He's again.
All right.
There we got it.
So we're working with the Missing Children's Society of Canada and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to build a solution that children can, or parents of those children, can register their social media accounts. So it's going to be Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Register it with the Missing Children's Society of Canada. And then they're empowered, if they're in danger, to put a hashtag on their account, hashtag HFM, which stands for Help Find Me. When that hashtag is detected by Azure Functions, a logic app in Azure Functions, then it captures the information from the social media account. It will capture last known GPS coordinates, who the child was in conversation with, and the sentiment of the conversation. Over 70% of the abductions that occur online are from a romantic or a friendly intention. And so that information is automatically captured and is put into a Power BI dashboard for missing children to then capture and then issue out securely to law enforcement, specific to the area where the GPS coordinates had lit up.
So it's you're scanning for that hashtag at any given time.
Yeah.
And then when it pops up in any, so it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Those are the main three.
Okay.
That we've tackled. We've dissected the APIs, and they're the ones that we were able to get the furthest on in respect to the information we want to capture.
I know you've been working on this project for quite some time. You actually had it fired up and did some initial testing, about 6 months or so ago?
Actually, October. So,
okay.
So we actually lit it up in October, and we at that time, we actually had the information push out directly to a mobile device.
Uh-huh.
The challenge with that is the legal regulations don't allow for individuals to have that type of information on a mobile device directly.
Gotcha.
It has to be assigned the case number first. So it's got to go to a central repository. So we've uncoupled the Xamarin app that we initially built for the solution and pushed all the information directly into Power BI now.
Very cool. Very cool. So what's the big major hurdle that you've tackled this week being here, part of Build? You've got access to pretty much anybody right now, yeah?
This is the thing, right? We have both the Azure Functions engineering team and the Power BI engineering team. It's just been amazing in terms of, you know, the amount of support that we've gotten. We've had a lot of executives tweet out what we're doing. The biggest challenge is we're just trying to drum up more donations on behalf of missing children.
Oh, where can people go? So we'll give you have the airtime of the Patch and Switch show.
And the broad reach of our 12 listeners.
What you got? I'm not supposed to give away our statistics. He's trying to drum up help
18,
and support.
18 are online
there you
right
go.
Now.
So you go right to now. aka.ms/ Azure Child Finder.
Okay.
That works.
What's left on the to-do list for Build? Or have you reached all of your marks that you're trying to reach? And
is your whiteboard clean or what?
No. So we've done the, like I said, we've dissected Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. We've dissected the APIs. We have information flowing into a DocDB database right now. The Power BI guys want us to push it over to SQL and Azure.
Yep.
So we're going to do that next week, because we're going to continue on the hack next week. We finish on Friday next week. And then we're just going to light up the dashboard.
Oh, wow. So you have a whole another week of the hack.
Yes, we do.
Very cool. Very cool. And have you had any folks come by, you know, who are at Build
Yep. We've had the Microsoft student partners come by. We've had Paul Tharrock came by on Wednesday.
Cool.
And he's going to come by again on Friday. We had a couple of the Canadian journalists come by.
Hopefully he's not coming by where you're on the show right now. Paul's knocking at the door.
Why is the door locked?
Where is this guy?
No, there's the team there. The team's there. So we've had a couple of people come by. We're hoping that Corey will possibly come by.
We'll see.
We're trying to get. We've also reached out to
wrangling a cat.
So the other reason why we're doing this Hack at Build is Mark Brzezinovich actually went on stage 5 weeks ago at a press event and actually delivered the Missing Children solution to press.
Oh, very cool.
So it was really cool. And so he was like, "What do you mean this is a proof of concept? What do you mean this has not been completed yet?" And so they gave us the ability to say, you know, here's the resources. Go finish this so they can actually use it.
So is Mark stopping by?
We're hoping. Fingers are crossed. He's liked our tweets. So nice. We're hoping. We've been, hey, come on by. Come and check it out.
He sits down. 5 minutes later, it's all done. That's the way it works with Mark.
Now, where's the struggle? Why are you not hacking?
Anybody have a keyboard and a mouse?
That's it.
You know, that's how it's going to be. He's going to look at the solution and he's going to sit down and have it out. That's awesome. That's super cool. So what's next?
Yeah.
Well, we have other projects on the go. We actually had a project that was going to be on main stage with the cognitive service piece, which was with a company called Indro, where we taught drones how to identify life jackets when a ship is capsized.
Now, did drones...
Whoa.
Like,
what?
Did drones sit down and listen... Or do they just fly all over the place? Like when you're trying to talk to them and teach them something, do they pay attention? Is there a drone ADHD?
Dude, Skynet hasn't started yet.
I'm just curious. They just seem like
it
very...
almost did, given the issue with the robots that we had at our event. But no, Skynet hasn't started.
Okay. So how do you train them? Like, to train them to look for life jackets. They recognize life jackets.
So
inside
we actually
the water.
Got early access to the custom vision API
on
cognitive services, and we taught the drones via imagery. So we had take the drone up in the sky. It was about 1,000 feet, and it would take shots of the water. And that time, when we initially started, we taught it to identify what a kayak looks like. And then from the kayak, because it was a bigger object, then we went smaller down to the life jacket. So we were successful at 1,000 feet to pinpoint a life jacket.
Wow.
And the initial ask was actually for us to provide a better algorithm to stream the data from the drone to their central office. Because right now they fly out the drone 3 hours out to sea, take the film, fly it back, and then the film is reviewed. So now we've built in the intelligence that it would know right away, hey, you know, there's a life jacket in the water. And then it kicks in what we call a hypothermia clock. 4 people in the water, here's the temperature, here's the precipitation and the visibility. And you have X amount of hours before these individuals, you know, fall under hypothermia.
Wow.
So, and this is going to be on behalf of the Canadian Coast Guard that we're working on that.
And
everything that we do is available in open source. So we share everything that we do and all the code so that everybody can benefit out of it. Of course, there's a couple of, you know, intellectual property pieces that we can't share, but for the most part, the framework and everything is available.
That's really cool.
And he will be typing some of these URLs into the chat room window, which he has not done yet.
Well, we added the AKA link.
Yeah, no, but the problem is that he can't talk and type and keep his head faced towards the microphone while he's talking at the same time.
So should I talk about the third? What's the reason we're here at Build?
What's the third one?
So the third one is we work with a
company. I didn't know he had this much information. Did you know this?
No.
We have lots.
This show has gone completely off. Yeah.
I don't know. We got to extend
this show. This show always goes off the rails. What are you talking about?
Actually, I'm worried that the sheer amount of like good stuff will set a bar high.
I know. It's going to raise the quality level, and now there's going to be expectations.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so third piece,
we're working with a company out in BC called ViaSport.
BC, that's British Columbia.
I know what that is. I know what BC is.
Not everybody okay. is up there, all right?
I thought you looked at me when you said it, so I was just, hey, do you know what
No,
BC
you just
is?
Happen to be in range because I'm speaking into my microphone.
So BC.
So we're working with this company in British Columbia. They are another non-for-profit funded by the government, and what they do is they provide training facilities for disabled athletes. And what we've done is we've gone out and we built a bot that will enable these disabled athletes to gain access to training facilities automatically because the team at ViaSport is only 5-6 people.
Yeah.
And they have to provide the services for all of Canada. And so not only have we created the bot, we've also invoked the Lewis API so that it corrects the vernacular of how you address the athlete. So you don't say, you know, a blind athlete, it would be a visually impaired athlete, right? And so it would automatically provide you the facilities. It'll book the facilities for you. It'll say you need a trainer. The trainers, it'll coordinate the trainer specifically to your disability as well, and book the time at the place for you to train for events like Special Olympics.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I like. And how, what do you do for your day job? I mean, all of these.
Is this your day job?
This is my day job. So I now run the customer innovations workshops. So we do, you know, customers come to us and say, hey, we want to try this. And then we'll sit down with them for an hour and say, well, yeah, you want to try that because that's what you know in terms of technology. But we have seen and know of this. And then we put our heads together and we create really cool stuff.
Not only really cool stuff, it's really cool stuff that helps folks.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Living in the Pacific Northwest where we live, we hear accounts all the time of folks lost at sea, fishing vessels, that kind of thing. And to have that type of technology to help in search and rescue, it's pretty amazing.
Yep.
And other agencies, other government organizations, other countries can go ahead and leverage some of this stuff because of the fact it's all inside of GitHub.
Yes, that is correct.
Very neat.
And we'll be sharing the links.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome. Super Tech Boy. BC is before Canadians. Kevin Hoyle says better Canadians.
We're coming up with that. Now, because you did come directly from Canada.
A.
You know, I'm glad that you decided to mount
way,
some
Pierre
wall decorations.
By does ask that you watch the big words. It is early, just so you know.
Very true.
Watch the big words.
Very true.
Yeah, the big words. It's early and it's Friday.
Now, one of the things that the good thing is, I don't know if you guys know this, but whenever any Canadians are coming down, it's a courtesy call that happens to other Canadians that are from away or currently living away, I guess you'd say, to say, hey, man, do you want us to get you something? I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I actually had him stop by the Superstore.
Superstore.
Superstore. If you're a Canadian, know what the Superstore is.
Yes.
Stop by the Superstore.
Wait,
or Loblaws.
Like, is this like Canadian Tire but better?
No, it's food.
No, it's Superstore has it doesn't have the auto, but it does have
home furnishings. Yeah, they have a whole clothing line.
Electronics,
there,
they have TVs and all that.
But
it's like Fred Meyer.
But here's the thing: it's like a Fred Meyer, but it's Canadian.
Canadian Tire is like Walmart, but it's a tire place.
Right.
But then the food place has furniture
and clothing.
And clothing.
I don't understand this.
And Walmart now sells alcohol in Canada.
So many pictures that one. Anyway, so I said, yeah, would you mind stopping by the Superstore and can you pick me up some Lipton garlic butter rice, please? And he's like, what? Exactly. He's like, what? He's like, there's this bag of dry rice that you can buy that's from, is it Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's.
It's Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's garlic butter rice that you simply add water to and then it makes rice, but it's garlic butter. My kids love it and you can't buy it here.
The story actually goes further than that because when I got to the airport, and the bag went through the scanner. What do you think happened?
Oh, yeah.
They said, sorry.
Sir, can you come over here to the secondary area and cough?
You can't put this on the overhead. I'm like, why? It's organics. And I'm like, but
it's
packaged rice. It's like, what's the problem? No, sorry, sir. You have to go check your bag.
They made you so check the bag because of Uncle Ben's?
Because of Uncle Ben's.
Wow, that's never happened before.
No, it has not. I was shocked.
I've asked Pierre to smuggle in some cheese bread before,
yep.
And
he won't do that. Let's watch that. We can't be talking about anything.
Anyway.
Sheila will call us again.
Okay. I'll head off. Head off. Sheila coming there. But anyway,
what, do I need to pull out the loon again?
Edit that. Mental note.
He brought you some garlic bread.
You got it. So we actually you did the official handover of the garlic butter rice. Thank you very much. I'm sorry you had to suffer through a bag check and the pickup to be able to get that.
Totally worth it.
I appreciate that.
But we do have other things, though.
You did bring something specifically for our tall, hairy friend over here.
Damn well better have coffee crisps. That was the only reason I let him in.
How did you know?
Because the only reason I let that thing go up on the wall is he had to have had coffee crisp.
So yeah, there is a particular coffee bar.
Oh, there it is.
It's made by, is it Nestle?
It's Nestle.
Nestle. It's made by Nestle, but they don't have it down here in the States. It's called coffee crisps.
It's the proper chocolate, though, because it contains coconut oil, which you guys do not have.
Yeah.
But next time I'm going to bring Maltesers. I'm going to try something else on you guys.
There you go.
So, Maltesers?
Yes.
So where's my coffee?
You can have this. It's yours.
Okay, thanks.
I'll just leave it over here next to
you.
Sure, keep it right over there. Thanks, buddy.
There you go. It's a very good chocolate.
I saw he has a couple other bags, so he won't
be
leaving the studio
with
those intact. They'll be mine.
He'll be frisked at the door.
I'm still not. So here's the thing. For me, I didn't grow up with them, so the full-size bars are kind of different because usually we get that variety pack that comes down that has the smaller ones.
We always go to Shoppers and we pick up the 100.
We pick up the Shoppers.
That's a drugstore called Shoppers.
Okay. Shoppers Drug Mart.
and you pick up the 120 bar variety pack for Halloween.
But is the preferred method the full size, the fun
size?
Full
size. Full size.
Yeah,
go full size.
Full size for sure.
And it goes great with coffee. Just saying.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Very good.
Let's see. Did he bring you some Kinder Eggs across the border?
No.
That is illegal. You
absolutely
cannot bring
100%
that.
Illegal.
Yes.
Yeah, that is correct.
Although someone, my daughter actually told me, because she follows the Kinder Egg controversy, and there's actually a webpage about that, and apparently there's an American company that's now making Kinder Egg equivalents, supposedly. But they've basically taken the plastic shell out of the egg, and it's just the egg, and it has a treat inside of it or something like that.
But it still has the toy.
It still has the toy, but it's inside the chocolate, or else no.
No, it's inside of plastic, so that you don't.
No, but no, that's the reason why they can't do it.
Right,
because there's plastic inside of it.
Well, I thought they couldn't do it because people would choke on the toy.
So what they did is there's a plastic, I want to say, large size pill. It's about the size of a Super Ball, like a little rubber ball like this. You know, it's about that big.
Yeah.
And that's a little egg that opens up that has the toy inside of it. That's what it looks like in Canada. And it comes from Europe, I think, actually.
Yeah.
But in the States, you can't have that because there it is, some pictures like that.
Yeah, it's concealed.
It's because it's inside of food, they're worried that someone might eat the whole thing.
Yes.
And then have this peel in their mouth and try to swallow it. Anyway, so this is protection. So, but someone has made one that apparently the plastic is actually visible from the chocolate. So it's not like full chocolate egg.
Oh, so
it's
you
like two end caps.
Know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like two end caps, and it's got this plastic piece around it.
Right.
And it's probably like bright yellow with black and yellow tape on the side to say, don't eat me.
Yeah.
Hazardous
material inside this chocolate.
Super Tech Boy says there's a store called the Real Canadian Superstore. Do you buy Canadians from there?
That is
valid
a store.
Question.
That was
valid
the store
question.
Where we bought the rice.
Yeah, that's the Superstore.
That's the Superstore.
So we shorten.
So is there a fake Canadian Superstore?
That's called the Dollar Store. The Looney Store.
The Looney Store.
Just Real Canadians.
Giant Tiger.
A lot of those, yes.
Giant Walmart. Tiger could do it.
Walmart.
This is like old home week, man. This is great. I'm getting my Canadiana all over this. This is awesome.
Are you feeling comfortable?
Is that like a Pollyanna?
I'm feeling very comfortable.
Warm and happy.
But I specifically asked if he could also bring you one more thing, too.
Did you bring Timbits?
We did not bring Timbits, unfortunately. No.
I keep waiting for Timbits to show up on this program.
It literally just arrived yesterday at my house on the back of a moose. And
just
I brought it
moose
here.
That runs your Wi-Fi.
Can you grab it? I'll get it.
In
the back there. We actually have, honest to goodness, real live, if you can find it. There we go. Tim Hortons coffee.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's you can open it.
It's probably cold.
No, it's still warm.
Oh, it's because you made it using.
You made it this morning.
I brought you your sugar and
there
your
you
stir stuff.
Oh, thanks.
I know you
that.
Like a block, so I didn't bother putting any milk in there. So there you go.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate
you're
that.
You're all set.
Did you make that with the
coffee.
Keurig?
Your Keurig is right there. So I literally have Tim Hortons K-Cups auto delivered to my house every month.
Yeah, I remember the last time you overbought, I took some.
Yep. So
No, I love my
Tim Hortons is coming. No, south of the border, they've taken over New York now.
Oh, they're on the east, on the east coast. They are on the west coast.
We need some of this action over here.
Yeah,
in Ohio
too. That's right.
They have Timmy's in freaking Ohio. We can't get them in Seattle.
I just don't have
Ohio and New York.
Well, that's true.
I don't have $5 million for the franchise license. Is what it is.
Yes.
So that's the problem.
Do the real Canadians at the Real Canadian Superstore come with Tilly hats?
They don't know if they sell Tillys there.
Mr. Blacksway is asking.
I
forgot what the clothing line is. They do have hats. I don't know if there's Tilly hats, though.
No, I think it's...
Esposito mentions the new dark roast is pretty good. Dark roast at Timmy's, it would never sell, would it?
Well, there's a huge controversy in terms of the Tim Hortons coffee because their original supplier, they cut them for a lower price supplier.
Right.
And McDonald's actually picked up the original Tim Hortons supplier. And so everybody moved over to McDonald's. Now what's happened is that Tim Hortons, you know, mea culpa and our mistake, went back to the original supplier, and that's the new dark roast. That's why everybody is loving the new coffee.
Wow. I didn't know that. See, stuff I missed.
This is
stuff I missed by not being.
And it's there. All over the news, and everybody.
Like, oh, I would imagine this is like a huge thing.
Oh yeah.
I'm surprised there isn't a hashtag to follow on Twitter.
There probably is.
There's got to be. There's got to be. They have Tim Hortons in Cincinnati.
Yep.
And St. Louis.
There you go, in St. Louis.
Spottings all over the world, gentlemen and ladies.
It's just nowhere on the West Coast.
Yep.
Pierre, when you come tomorrow, bring a box of Timmy's. The Tidbits.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Have you been doing anything?
I've been doing build stuff.
Yeah.
I've been busy with build. I was what they call a content. I wasn't a track. I guess I was kind of a track stakeholder. But I've basically been babysitting and herding cats to make sure that people show up at the right time in the right rooms. There's one over there now. And make sure that they're there. And so I also had to help out organize Corey Sanders' session, which took off on Monday.
Yeah.
On Monday. The first day, Wednesday. It's available online right now if you want to see it. It was about the newest stuff taking place inside of Azure Compute, which is very cool. So it's live on Channel 9. You can go see it. And I've been actually working with a vendor helping me out to be able to publish some serious heavy-duty Oracle documentation.
Ooh.
And so literally how to best install Oracle Database on top of a Linux machine on Azure, how to use the images that Oracle created and provided for us, as well as doing some more advanced stuff, which is known as ASM, I should know this, ASM.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It's Oracle ASM. It's a volume manager for data
okay.
drives.
Okay.
So basically you just say, I need a database here, I need logs here.
Automated and it says, storage manager?
Thank you. Automated storage management. And it basically puts the transaction logs in the right location for you optimally and then puts the database in the right place optimally as well. And then finally, DataGuard. Lovely DataGuard is now being documented as well. So some new docs coming out, and I've been testing to make sure that they work and also that they actually make sense.
Sean Kearney says he got his taste of the U.S. scooped up from Dunkin' Donuts decaf. He hasn't had Dungeons & Dragons in ages. And then Jay Shock says he gets Dungeons & Dragons all the time when he visits his sister.
I know, eh? So
are you playing? Is that Series 5 that you're playing?
No, I'm stuck on 2.
See, I wondered why in the buildings that Jay Shock works in, all the graph pads are gone. Like,
yeah,
he's taking all the graph pads.
Is he? All the pads of graph paper?
No, I'm the one that's taken over the 3D printer to print all the little characters.
Little characters did.
You don't make them out of what was it? They used to make them out of lead.
I just use the hat from Monopoly set when I play. What? It's my magical character, man.
Did you hear they're removing the thimble?
It's a level 22 hat.
With 16, 18 plus charisma.
I cast the spell of sweatband.
Nice.
Sorry, it was deflected.
Oh, man.
There's a troll around the corner.
His name is Joey.
Oh, man. What say you about your work, my friend? Have you been doing work? Because you haven't been doing build stuff. So
no, I haven't been doing build stuff. Lots of cool stuff happening in the documentation world. JFlow has published...
his first document.
First series of documents, actually. Okay. There's a number of documents around self-service password reset. And the documentation was actually really good when we released it, and it was pretty complete. The problem was we did some more analysis on it and looking at it from, hey, JFlow coming with the IT pro brain going, what can we do to enhance this? And he did this really cool Visio diagram and kind of broke out all the pieces of the content. We separated some other pieces out of documents to make them shorter, more consumable, kind of like that TLDR mentality, and then republished it. So there's a lot of really cool stuff. Hopefully folks are liking that documentation. We did send it out to the crew Facebook page to have folks review it, some of the stuff, and get a little feedback that way. So that was kind of cool.
Did you get any pickup?
Did people do anything? A couple folks gave us some good information. Now, it's, as always, if you find anything in documentation that needs fixing, needs updating, or is missing, you can always, of course, hit us on Twitter and on the Facebooks and other social media.
And even easier, in the top right-hand corner, you can just hit the button that says Edit.
That is true.
And you can edit the document. Absolutely. And actually we'll go to JFlow to get fixed.
That's absolutely correct. JFlow's in the room. The other thing is we've released a series of 70-plus documents around application troubleshooting. So identity as it works with your applications from an Office 365 app, one of the other Microsoft applications, some of our third-party SaaS providers, or if you're building your own. And the cool part about that is that that set of documentation has also been built in to our inline troubleshooting that we have inside of the portal. So if you're in the portal, you're working on troubleshooting identity and access for an application, and you go to the, hey, I need some help, start to work through the process of maybe even opening up a support issue,
yep,
we'll actually direct you to this troubleshooting content and say, hey, look, is it this problem? Are you having a problem getting this piece done? Is it this? And what exactly is the problem? So get you to that guidance. Now, you'll always have the issue of the opportunity, of course, to open a support incident. But yep, the main thing is trying to make this easier for people to discover this content. And that content has actually been really, really successful in terms of its uptake. So that, yeah, lots of cool documentation stuff. We're going to be doing an update very similar to what JFlow did for the multi-factor authentication documentation as we come forward. And then one of the other things is that we're coming up in the next development cycle for our product, and we're going to be doing a ton of work on quality. So, and Docs is a part of that. You good there?
I'm good.
He's opening up a beer already.
I was just going to say. Molson Canadian there.
It's crazy. It's his third one.
That's Labatt.
Labatt.
He's got the Labatts open.
That's Labatt's owned by him. Was it Bush?
Yeah. The last Canadian.
Zimbed bought them.
Last Canadian international brewery that's still independently owned is still Moosehead.
Yes, correct.
By the Olin brothers.
Is Steam Whistle not?
Steam Whistle is, they're not international.
No.
Oh, hey, that they're only late. And they're only even Toronto, aren't they're they? Only,
well, no, actually, you can get up in BC.
Yes, oh, okay.
That's British Columbia. you can get in BC.
Oh, and look, Super Tech Boy has done something awesome. our good friend Richard Campbell had me on Run As Radio. I believe that episode went live last week.
So self-promotion once again. There.
I'm not. Look, you did it multiple times. You're promoting your boss's stuff, okay? Next segment of the show, now that we're 37 minutes in and have gotten just past.
Wow, the first segment. From the trenches. We already did that one there.
Beer money.
Thank you.
Done any beer money support?
Beer money support for myself.
Your friends, your family?
Families. Dogs. You know, it has.
Dogs, sisters, uncles. I'm going to drink this coffee.
Yeah, go ahead. So finish that one off and start drinking on that one. For myself, it actually has been pretty light as far as tech support's been concerned. I've been thankful on that. Although the hilarious thing is, you know, I'm off at an event. It was the meet and greet on Wednesday for Build. And I get a text message from my son, and he says, "Dad, where's the fruit device?" He calls fruit devices like I do, because he wanted to use he wanted to take over my iPad, and so he wanted to wipe it clean and then use it himself to be able to personalize for it because he's watching something on or something like that. And I'm like, you mean the one that I use? And he's like, you're not using it now. You don't use that anymore. Use your Surface. I'm like, yeah, but occasionally I still like to have one of those things. I don't know. I don't even know what generation it is. It's old. He's like, yeah. So I'm like, it's over there. Go ahead. You can take it. And then he's like, Dad, what's your password? I'm like, I'm not giving you my password. He's like, I need to have the password to be able to turn off the find my iPad thingy to be able to wipe it, to be able to use it or something like that. I'm like, well, sir, you shall just have to wait till I get home. And he's like, come on, give it to me in the text message. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I literally had to wait. He waited till I got home. Literally, as soon as I walked in the door, he comes over and he says, he doesn't even say a word. He just
hands you the device.
Hands me the iPad. And I have to go and type it in. But then, of course, that means I have to go into LastPass. I have to unlock it. I have to find my password. I have to put it in. And he's like, what's that thing you're using? I'm like, it's called LastPass. It's a password manager. And he's like, what's it for? It's like, it manages your password. He's like, don't you just use the same password in all your stuff and all your sites? I'm like, have I taught you nothing? Do you not listen to anything that I say? When we have those 30-minute technical security seminars in the house at the kitchen table, you obviously aren't listening.
Is he grounded? Has he lost access to all devices now?
He has not lost access to devices, but I did ban after 10 p.m. all of his devices from the internet.
So yeah, but
it's restricted. I turned that on.
Passwords are evil.
I know. So,
I'm just saying.
So now the trick is that I have to get it down to the point where it just becomes natural. And it's easy for us to be able just to use them. I'm used to using it.
Yeah.
Like my wife is still kind of on and off again with the boat of using a password manager. My kids definitely don't know what to do with one of those things. So I think there is a definite potential to make a password manager solution that is kid-friendly. You know? We need something.
Sounds like a hack.
Sounds like a hack.
That's yeah.
We need to do something. That's my my beer money story, and I'm sticking to it. Let's be nice to him. We should let him
Are you going to let me speak?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, did you, Mr. Bartolo.
Is that the Timmy's now?
Yeah, it's okay. Pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Mr. Bartolo, have you been doing any support for the house? For I know you've been doing all the hack stuff, so do you have time?
So the biggest thing I've been doing has been setting up family safety for a lot of households. So a lot of friends of mine, you know, they have their kids have their devices. They have old services. We had the $100 Acer Iconia. A lot of people picked up those tablets.
Wow.
And, yeah, the Microsoft store sale.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's just been it's the biggest challenge is, you know, they're not technically savvy.
You're getting called out in the chat room, by the way, for not having Intune manage those devices.
Oh, well, family safety is actually a great light version.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
It is.
And that's
it is.
The thing.
I do use family safety, but you don't have family safety on iPad devices.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Right? So I could use Intune, but that means I have to buy Intune. Like, it's expensive for an individual to use it for seven devices, right?
Yeah.
I don't. If I worked for the Intune team, maybe I'd get, like, complimentary licenses or something, but... Despite what people think, Microsofties actually have to buy software.
I pay for Office 365.
Yes. Yep. Oh, crap. Mine expires in 2 days. Oh. I got to buy a new one at the office.
What time was that? 41 minutes.
I didn't say the word. I bleeped myself.
You bleeped yourself.
So
I've been setting up family safety.
Yeah.
But then speaking of Intune, I've been working with the local elementary schools in implementing the education version of Intune.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the challenge. They have the carts with the iPads, and they don't know how to manage them.
Right.
You know, it's just wipe and replace. And so we've been teaching the principals, because most schools have an outsourced IT professional to come in, how to manage all the devices. And so it's been really easy for them now to deploy them to the children because they prep them before they go. They actually sit in the principal's office most times.
Is that why we have this massive announcement of iTunes on Windows 10S? Because it's education market, you think?
It's a good
is this me coming up with this now? I'm sure someone far smarter than me is coming up. Yeah, iTunes
on
the store.
It's on Windows...
Windows 10S in the store.
They've just wrapped Centennial around it just to get it in the store so that people can install it, because it's one of the highest installed applications in Windows, period.
Right.
Well, if I can stay in Windows 10S and don't have to upgrade it to Pro just to install iTunes.
Right. But do you think that they worked part of that angle from an education perspective?
I doubt it from an education. They don't really use iTunes in the schools.
Well, they do watch podcasts, so I do know that they push podcasts
but you can watch podcasts on almost anything.
True.
I don't know. That's a research. I can reach out to my friends over in the education sector and find out.
That'd be good.
Cool.
So do I have a solution? Like, can I go off and get – I need to find if I can actually license EMS for the house.
I need to
talk to my good friend Simon May, I think.
Monster will tell you.
Exactly.
Monster will tell you.
What about yourself, sir?
Somebody's like, how about designing a solution that eliminates the needs for passwords instead? Yeah, we're working on that.
Yep.
Working on that. Using the Authenticator app to unlock your Windows 10 PC.
Yeah. Did you see the new NIST guidelines that came out on passwords?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah. So NIST essentially kind of going basically down the path that we've been going, where we talk about passwords are actually not the best way. There was actually a Twitter post. I'm trying to remember who it was that posted this Twitter conversation just a couple of days ago about admin passwords changing every like 14 or...
Girl Germs. Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was asking because someone made the request to make it so that all admin passwords expire in 20 days and have to be renewed every single 20 days. Does anyone else do that? Everyone was like, no.
In fact, you know what's...
Put in multi-factor, put in other requirements, put in other things.
MSIT and most of Microsoft is now moving to just-in-time administration.
Yeah.
Where on the servers, the users aren't there until you say, I need to work on X server. And then installs the admin account.
It's all JITGIA.
Yeah.
Right?
And just in time administration.
Yeah. That one there's crazy. The and I don't know about you, like I'm using Hello after I've signed in with my password. I'm using hello on my device.
It's yep. me.
I've also been asked to set up PIN as well on my device.
Yeah. So
smart card on my yep. device.
It's yeah. And the PIN is actually, you know, the PIN works with the smart card yep. on yep. your device and the virtual smart card on your device.
Have you guys use that thing? What is it? The where it auto-locks your station as you walk away?
That's with your phone. So you pair,
have you configured
your phone.
That yet?
Yeah, I've done that with
you
mine.
You configured it?
Yeah.
JFlow's got it.
Does it work?
It works, but it's not like...
He says it works, but...
It's not like when I get up from my desk and am in my office, but if I walk outside of my office, my computer locks.
Right. See, now I got to go figure out how to put that
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it works pretty well.
Oh, it's easy. You just pair your phone via Bluetooth to your yeah. Windows 10 machine.
Well, that's assuming that my Bluetooth stack on my phone works reliably, because... I don't know. I think I've got a defective root device because it just
really?
Doesn't
I
like
I have no problem at all.
I have problems pairing the thing. It doesn't. Maybe it's my car.
Hashtag claused.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Is there some way maybe my claws aura is like interfering with the bandwidth of the Bluetooth
probably
stack?
Probably. It's
yeah. interfering.
Yeah. No. So you get in. You get into that. You know, if at the very minimum, instead of resetting the passwords off, do multi-factor.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. Or if you want to get into things, you know, inside of like, so for Azure Active Directory, you have, you know, privileged identity management, which is going to help with your just-in-time stuff. And then you yep. have identity protection, which is essentially you just need to start doing – it's really conditional access, right?
Yep.
Which is based on the device that you're coming from the network location that you're coming from, and then is your account compromised, which we can tell you, right? We can go, look, are you part of the latest dump from XYZ product yep. that got hacked or whatever that is? And that's how – the secure admin scenario is something that I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
Something that I'm working on getting some documentation written up, which is that how do you protect those admin accounts and those kind of super user type accounts to make sure that, hey, it really is the person that you want logging into the system.
Right.
So
I have to bring up an old piece of nostalgia there. Pierre found an old podcast we used to do together.
Yeah.
Security bulletins for the regular IT guy.
Oh, I remember that. You guys yeah. would get drunk in a bar and talk about security bulletins.
We weren't drinking at the time, usually. Mm-hmm. The concept came up when we were drinking, but we were during business hours. We were having coffee. Normally.
So I actually have the Zune HD
yeah?
that you guys had lit up the podcast on,
yeah, yeah.
and they're all still there recording.
Oh,
on
man. See, I found the graphic the other day, but
oh,
I
yeah.
haven't been able to find any audio of that. I need to find some audio. I think there'd be some popularity on that one again. We actually got asked to shut that down at one point because we were in conflict with the official one that was going out. We weren't in conflict. We just were getting better ratings than the official one was. Oh, the good old days. I remember that.
And, well, and the... You know, the fact that it's on the Zoom. Come on,
man. Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Not yet.
No, not yet. No spoilers. No spoilers yet.
And I have a drawer with like four Zunes in it. So
nice.
You're making me cry.
I'm still using it in my car. I still have it plugged into my car via USB and it's playing through the radio.
Nice.
It works really well.
Huh.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
I had to do some beer money work.
What was it?
Taking away devices.
Taking Uh-oh. Away devices. Now you could use Uh-oh. EMS for that too. You could wipe the device.
Well, no. Confiscation.
Confiscation of
yes,
the device.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yes.
That's like...
teenager violating internal house rules. Oh. Lost the device.
Oh man.
And then through the beauty. Now this is one of the things I like the system that the Fruit devices have in the fact that iMessage works across all of them,
right.
So it doesn't matter if you've got a phone, an iPad, or an iPod.
Correct.
Which the kids have one of each.
Yeah.
Other applications also work. But the beauty is when you've got a system like we have in terms of our wireless and our network access, being able to ban said devices
right,
yeah. from getting access. So they went in, and because the devices had been on the network at some point, even though like generally the iPad isn't used much, the iPod hadn't been used in forever, but I still had the footprint of the MAC address and everything else on the network. So I just basically went in and clicked blocked. And so I knew that was the first thing that was going to happen when the device was taken
removed.
Away.
Yes.
Was, oh, so she tries the iPad, doesn't work. And she, okay. So she charges. So it takes the time to charge the iPod and then connects it up and it immediately fires off and blocks it as well. So
wow.
yeah, that was not fun. However, access has just been great. In fact, I've got to log in right now remotely.
The one week time lapse has happened already.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah, five days. 5 days, which is essentially
16 years hard labor. Is what exactly that is to someone.
Yes, exactly. It's, but this is why I bring this up. Is she's like, well, all of my friends are making plans to go out and do stuff this weekend, and we're like, okay. One of the things that we didn't do is we didn't ban her from using the house phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So does she know how to use
it? You would have thought that I had asked her to walk 5 miles round trip uphill in the snow barefoot to actually use a telephone to call her friends to make plans. She's like, she just gave me this look that I've never seen before of, you've got to be kidding me, this antiquated telephone?
None of my friends know how to pick up and answer the phone on their
iPhone, and probably, so the problem is that they don't recognize the number. They just don't answer.
Yeah.
So she had to leave like 6 messages. Hey, it's Mac. Call me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my house phone. Funny. I've lost my device.
You just actually made me think of something for the Cloud for Good thing.
Cloud for
the
Good, hack. Yep.
All my kids are using Snapchat, man. Are you doing anything with those guys
at
all?
So we investigated the Snapchat API. The problem is that the imagery disappears. It's not saved.
Right.
And we can't inject in the middle of once the captures because of the privacy rights and what they have.
Right.
So we can't get into it. Was one of our...
Well, their story doesn't disappear. Their story's there for 24 hours.
Yes.
But the snaps between people are gone.
So it is on the radar.
Okay. But you're having a dialogue with
them. Yes, we are.
Okay, that's cool.
And that's actually a great point. We do have to have a dialogue with all social platforms when we build the solutions. It's not just take the APIs, because what we do is we build everything in sandbox.
Right.
And then we actually have to go to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and say, here's what we built. They run through the code and they approve it. Once they've approved it, and then we can capture the OAuth for them to register their accounts.
Nice.
Very cool.
Very cool. And I see Pierre has put a copy of the picture of the podcast in there.
There you go.
Nice. I was thinking we need to do a new version of that and have my eyes in there.
With just a few minutes to go in the podcast, I'm going to go ahead and call out right now. Let's have folks throw 3 random work safe words into the chat room. But I do want to spend some time. We'll skip over. We'll go to the next segment of beer talk because it has been a month since we've been here.
Correct.
Before the last episode, I believe we were heading to a competition of home brewing. Yeah. What?
His word.
Nice.
We've never updated.
Okay. Yeah. It's true. Very true.
Should we update people on? The beer competition, it's a Brewer's Choice event.
Yes, the Brewer's Choice event means that individual people out of the judges choose which of the beer are the best by casting their votes, and they have 12 votes or 20 votes they can cast. It's kind of like the American election system, according to the current sitting administration.
No politics, man.
That's politics, right. Dude.
The one with the most votes wins. And I believe that you entered yours, which was your chocolate shake attempt.
We're going to go with Moose Superstore Zipper for the name.
Moose Superstore Zipper.
That's 2 words, J-Flo. You'll never get in with 2 words.
Yeah, you got to read the.
You've got to read the fine print.
T's and C's, buddy. T's and C's.
Except the EULA.
Yeah. So, so with the Brewers competition, you had your chocolate shake, which I thought was very good because it actually changed halfway through the evening in its taste.
It did.
It got better.
Because as it cooled.
Right. So that was cool. And then Chocolate shake stout. And I had the Mexican chocolate stout, which was also a milk stout, that was going through. And I purposely didn't go down to that end of the bar for serving. I was at the front end of the bar to be able to serve.
And so we also had some of our friends in Beer Team 6 also do
I called illegal motion on that one.
Yeah.
Because they brought in a Randall to be able to put everything through. And so that was like the novelty, that the fact that they had the Randall there and they didn't allow anyone else to have a Randall.
Yeah.
Or they just snuck it in. So that's illegal motion.
Hmm. What about the guy that said he was barrel aged and didn't?
Anyway.
Yeah. Fake news.
barrel aging.
Fake barrel aging.
Alt news.
It's alt news. So
alt barrels.
Alt barrels. So anyway, by the end of the evening, you came over to me and you said...
Yeah, I kind of gave him... Yeah.
But I...
Edit.
Beep, beep, beep. But it came down to a very close tie, very close numbers, as far as I understand.
It was extremely close, yes.
Very, very extremely close. But I came in second.
Yes, congratulations.
Second. I'm the king of the looters.
Okay.
For the king of the losers. Wait, second place.
Second place, no. Yeah.
Right?
No,
so, you know, it still works, but second place.
And then the raspberry wit beer finished.
Was it third?
Third.
Or yeah. So that was the one with the Randall.
Yep, that was the one with the Randall. And then we had a fifth or sixth, I think, is where I ended up.
Yep.
With the chocolate shake beer. But one of the changes this year to this event is that there was an actual Brewmaster's Choice Award.
Right.
So they brought in the head brewmaster for Counterbalance, which is a brewery that is here in Seattle. It's in the Georgetown area,
yep.
Just south of Seattle. And he got to pick a beer that he chose. And that beer award, you had the opportunity to go brew with him at the Counterbalance Brewery and brew your beer, and then they'll put it on tap. And that award went to the Mexican Chocolate Stout.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Which was amazing. Pretty That's incredible. Pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, his face was awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
I had no idea it was going
I
on.
Knew it was coming because I had heard him talk about it.
Really?
Because there's concerns because we also won. One of our beer team six won last year and was brewed at Flying Bike, so we wanted to kind of make it a little fair, and that was Bruce and Claire's, and he right. was just concerned. But this was truly, you know, it was a beer that you came up with the original recipe, and of course, in true beer team six style, I prevented you from leaving the habanero peppers in for like 6 months.
Right, right. It's definitely team effort.
Making the beer. So yeah, so even though you did finish as first loser, you got to brew your beer at Counterbalance.
Right, so that was the grand prize, if you will. And so we had the whole team down. We basically had fun and hung out in the brewery for the day and were chatting with them and stuff like that. And we brewed it, and he also let us know that particular beer is going to be bottled this coming week and it'll be submitted into the state championship for Pro-Am taking place with the Washington Beer Association.
Yeah, so the Washington Beer Association does a big major event that happens at Marymore Park, which is just down the street from our house. On Father's Day weekend.
Yep.
And so that beer is going to be entered into the Pro-Am.
That's amazing.
Did you see they sent an email awesome. Out?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.
So there's an email that just went out last night to you and me asking about when we're going to be working.
Oh, what address did they send?
So we need to
respond back.
I haven't
looked in Outlook yet this morning. So
send an email back to them.
Awesome.
Which would be very cool. So that's basically, they get like, I want to say 200 different breweries from around the state of Washington come down and it's a big fair, and they have a fun time and stuff like that. So we get to be there and work it.
And
hopefully win something.
Well, forget that. We're just going to be tasting beer and talking about beer. So if you're in the Washington area Father's Day weekend,
pour one, serve one, drink one. Pour one, serve one, drink one.
I'm pretty sure that we're not allowed to drink while we're serving.
That's true.
Congratulations on that, buddy.
It's going to be fun.
Good work.
And apparently our team is scouting out the quality of it last weekend after the Sounders game. And they're saying it still has the underlying pepper tones, which is what we're aiming for.
Okay.
Nice cinnamon taking place there, too. But still wasn't hot enough. So they've amped it up with a second habanero.
Okay.
Oh, so cool.
There you go.
We'll see if it has the proper stuff.
You never know, because one habanero can be hotter than another one. So you just have to kind of balance it out. So
exactly.
The band's supposed to be starting up right soon, but I see them milling over there. They're waiting for something. They're waiting for
payments. You brought some money for the band?
So I got some Canadian Tire money.
So it's actually
worth more now than Canadian money south of the border. Because it's actually on eBay.
Excellent.
Yeah, so make sure we pass it over the conductor's
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely. No problem. We'll make sure that J-Shock doesn't get a hold of that either.
Yeah, that's 3 weeks of his pay right there.
Well, he has actually. There's rumors going around. Have you heard this?
Is he lobbying for a new?
He's talking about violating his non-compete and starting other podcasts.
I never signed any non-compete.
So we have decided that.
You never read the EULA. It's actually in the EULA. You just don't know you signed it.
I agree.
So I've actually decided we're going to be docking his pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
$1.380 Canadian in Canadian Tire money right there.
There you go.
And supposedly J-Flo is taking notes of what he's doing over there. So he's documenting it.
He thought J-Flo was just into being a live studio audience.
You
right?
Got it.
Hey, that does it again for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Big thanks to everybody who's joined us in our chat room. Pierre Roman, Fair Brit, Super Tech Boy, Mr. Blacksway, Neighbor Geek, Jay Shock, Kevin Hoyle, Sean Kearney, Kowski, main man Jay Flo, Bjarne, Frederick Pork Pork. Oh, good to see JK from the Denver side of things in the house. Ledwig's here, Colleen, now time to work. AZ Growler Guy, Foul Temper, Soren, good to see you. I'll see you tomorrow on my show, I'm sure. Danny P, and of course, special thanks to our live in-person guest, Mr. Bartolo.
Yay! Thank you for having me. Awesome.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Until next week, or next episode in a fortnight, have a weekend, everybody.
Nice.